Since 2005, the Durango Independent Film Festival has filled movie theater seats throughout the town. This year, their anniversary will be celebrated online. Greg Weiss is one of the founders of the festival and currently oversees hospitality. He says while they were hoping to have some element of in-person events, it just wasn't possible this year.
We always felt that we were going to have a virtual component. We were kind of thinking we would be hybrid, maybe, you know, and have some in-person and some virtual for people that didn't feel safe going to theaters. But then once things weren't really opening up, the Allen theaters weren't sure if they would even be open in March. So we had to sort of make that decision. You know, we needed to plan, and we couldn't plan for anything in person.
While making the decision to go virtual, the festival is now expanding from 5 to 10 days. It begins tomorrow, March 3rd, and runs until the 12th. Weiss says being remote now gives the viewers the opportunity to watch the films from all over the country. But the festival isn't just about watching the movies. Weiss says audience members can also attend a live question and answer session with filmmakers and go virtually to scheduled coffee talks. The film festival will have almost 100 movies to choose from in 7 different categories, including adventure, shorts, feature film, documentaries, narratives, and native cinema.
Before my father was murdered, he tried his best to raise me in tradition.
Wow, what's that?
My time machine.
Repeating teaching after teaching and prophecy that our past is key to ensuring our future.
Gnu Benton is one of the filmmakers featured in the native cinema category. His film, Looking Glass, is a sci-fi film that features a Native American man who suffers from the death of his father and builds a time machine using science and traditional knowledge in an attempt to save him, but ultimately discovers his true purpose. Benton says for him, creating this film helped him work through years of intergenerational trauma.
You know, one of the main reasons that we create art is to let go of something that's deep down within us, you know, something that we have to say, and we can't quite articulate that. And even in film festivals and interviews that I've had, it is quite therapeutic to be able to talk about the film and say, you know, the process and the journey of going through that. And I think that Looking Glass has became a good standing point to be able to let go of some of those feelings.
Not being able to watch films like The Looking Glass together wasn't what Michelle Mollick wanted either. Mollick is also one of the founding members of the festival and oversees operations and venues. With no theater seats to fill this year, Mollick's job has changed drastically, and some of these virtual changes she hopes will continue on as a new tradition.
It's not more work, it's different work. And it's learning to think about things differently. I have learned a lot of tech stuff that I would never otherwise have learned and probably wouldn't have wanted to. That said, now I feel like I've got this whole other skill set and that some of this can be useful going forward. Because we really are trying to create as much of a festival experience as possible. And I think that a lot of this is going to be stuff we can use even when we're in the post-pandemic world.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.